Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, not inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. We don't have a studio anymore, and we're not going to have a locker room for very much longer anymore, but we do have a locker room for right now, and that's where we're filming today. The last day is today that we will be at Winter Park before we move into our new facility in Eagan. So let's enjoy the final edition of the Pick 6 from Winter Park. Here we go. Question number one comes from Art. Will the Wilf family have any input on this year's quarterback situation? Well, they are the owners of the team, so they will have input from that standpoint. But one great thing among many things about the Wilf ownership group is they trust the people they hire to do their job. So this will be a Rick Spielman and the personnel department job and a Mike Zimmer and the coaching staff job to decide what they're going to do at quarterback in 2018. Our second question comes from Aubrey. With the fall of Dalvin Cook early in the year, how will John DeFilippo improve our lackluster run game we had last season? Well, first off, Aubrey, I don't think it was lackluster. The Vikings were number 7 in the NFL in rushing yards and number 7 in rushing touchdowns. So give a lot of credit to Jerick McKinnon and Latavius Murray for the job they did picking up the slack when Dalvin Cook got hurt. The Vikings much better in the short yardage running game as well, and that was something upon which they wanted to improve last season, and they did it. Now, with all that being said, new offensive coordinator John DeFilippo, he's going to have some ideas for the running game, and those ideas are going to improve the Vikings' output in the running game in 2018. The next question comes from Mike. It didn't seem like we had explosive kick returns this year compared to the previous year. Do the statistics reflect that? Well, the statistics kind of tell two stories. The Vikings were consistent and pretty solid in the kickoff return game. They were number 4 in the NFL in return average at 24.8 yards. But their longest return this season was just 39 yards. So, as Mike said, no explosive returns and no touchdowns in the return game last season. That will be a point of emphasis for Mike Prefer and the special teams group this offseason. The next question comes from Chris in California. Your feelings on the Vikings making a big push on signing cornerback Trumaine Johnson? Well, Chris, the one thing to remember is that all these players who are scheduled to hit free agency, they're still members of their current team, so they can re-up with those teams. We don't know who's going to be on the market yet, but when it comes to cornerback, remember the Vikings have two really good outside corners in Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes. Trumaine Johnson also plays outside, so if you're looking for a corner in free agency, you might have to look at nickel corners. The next question comes from Muhammad. What should we do in the NFL draft? Well, we're going to start figuring that out this week when we go to Indianapolis for the scouting combine. But the number one thing you want to do in the NFL draft is just add good players. You want to add the best available players, and you don't want to go by need. The Vikings have done that in recent seasons, and it's panned out. The last three draft classes have given the Vikings these players: Stephon Diggs, Danielle Hunter, Eric Kendricks, Trey Waynes, David Morgan, Dalvin Cook, Pat Elflein, Ben Gideon. The reason the Vikings got these players is because they didn't worry about positional needs. They just went after the best players on the board. That's what the Vikings will do this year, too. And the last question comes from Jeremy in Robbinsdale. Is it possible for the Vikings to get the NFL to have the scouting combine here in the Twin Cities? Well, Jeremy, with the new practice facility in Eagan, which is going to be awesome and state-of-the-art, there is the possibility that some events like the combine or the draft can be held in Eagan. So pay attention for that. And most importantly, pay attention to our coverage of us moving into Eagan, because you'll see some of that on Vikings.com in the coming weeks and months. The Vikings will have their off-season program launch in April, and it will be at the new training facility in Eagan. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but remember two things. Number one, we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Secondly, stay tuned to Vikings.com all week, because we're going to be in Indianapolis providing wall-to-wall coverage of the scouting combine from the Indiana Convention Center and Lucas Oil Stadium. Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman press conferences, PA and Paul Charchian on Radio Row, our interviews of experts, articles, much more, including stuff on our social media channels. So don't miss all of that. Until next time, see you later.